on the Shmooze before Yom Kippur.
יחפר עליכם ותאר עשרם לפני השם תיצור. סטנינג דאחונת ים הכיפורים ים הקודש ים הכיפורים couple of voidas. The regular person has to prepare himself when he's coming before Yom HaKippurim. When he's doing the Achonat Yom HaKippurim. The first thing is about Kotler, we'll speak about it a lot. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, "Chilas dinay shel odom al divrei Torah." Shenemar poiter mayim reishis modrim. Chilas dinay shel odom al divrei Torah. Shenemar poiter mayim reishis modrim. Modrim zadin mayim el mayim el Torah. So this is as a kashin. How you could say chilas dinay shel odom al divrei Torah? It says, the person goes up to the Shemayim, the first question they ask them is, Nusata notatu be'emuna? Second question is, Kovato itim la'teiro? And Tetzis answers what he answers. But the Meiri, the full hamburger, they say pshat, Meiri says, Tchilas dina shel odom al divrateire is going on Rosh Hashanah. And Yom HaKippurim, Rosh Hashanah, Tchilas Odom Dinesh Odom Zadivra Teire, Shehakol Toli B'Teiro. This is what the Meir Chaim HaLoshino says. We say the Birkas HaTshuva, Ashiveinu Ovinu L'Seiro Secho V'Kovinu Malkinu L'Avid L'Secho Achzereinu B'Shuva Shteinu Ashiveinu Ovinu L'Seiro Secho. Ki bezois yovoy aron el kodesh, zog de sifri bezois zois atoyo odom ki yovos bultoyol endi vaterem miskaim elo mishmei misatzmoy. It means the schus atoyo. The medrash brings down also in sifri chuy mochem dvorim veshuvo el Hashem ein dvorim el divrateir. What is the pshat? Tchilas dinay shel odom al divrei Torah. First, Chazal tell us, Losh of Chaim v'Loshina, Nefesh HaChaim is that Eitz Chaim ilamachzikim bo, says a person has to understand all of his chayus is from Torah. Says all the mitzvahs are connected to the volume of the person. But the Torah is the ikar haneshama. V'imu mafsik l'rega milechos b'atoiro posko chayusoi. Moshel, he says, if a person is in the middle of a river and he leaves go for a second, he drowns. Kachu im odom mafsik l'rega miteire Miyad posko chayusri. The ikir is teir. So, avada, when you go around the world and you tell people the ikir is teir, not everyone wants to hear it. Not everyone is ready to hear it. Some people can say to themselves that Klal Yisrael needs all different kind of visions. I'm not going out to the Ashkofa Shabbinia. But before the Ashkofa Shabbat, even if Lo Yitzio the Mekatregim are right, maybe some people need also I don't think so. Abel Amazon. I heard it a couple times from Rav Shach. About a yeshiva bacher, that everything is set for him to learn, chutz of the cheshit maybe. By him, for sure, that all of these chazalim are kipshutim. Maybe when you're 50 years old and you have to have a parnosa, I'm going out to the shayla. But when you're 22 years old and you're in a yeshiva, and the only question is if you have a cheshit to learn, or you don't have a cheshit to learn. If you're a shmuz by night, you're a shmuz by aslorim, if you go to a hotel to eat, if you go to daven and the guys, you sit and learn. This is bochus yosef, the surrounding. Then the kula al metchilas dinoy shel odom al divrateyo. Nothing will help him, but I'm a tzaddik. But I'm a bal chesed. So what? Ikar dinoy shel odom al divrateyo. You're sitting and learning 18 hours or not? You're sitting and learning Torah or not? What is your excuse? Hard for me. It's not meant to be easy. A person has to know the shmuz is really have to be even the people that are not oisik yoyim on velaylo. But when we people and people that they answer mitzad atzvon chutzvon, it's hard for them. It's very hard for them. They have mafrim, but be'etzem, there's no reason they will not sit and learn. They have to know. And even if a person says, but next year I'm going out to work. So next year. But this year you're not bad to go out to work. If you don't have a tshuva and a kabbalah and Torah, so the Meiri, this is tchilas dinei shel odom. Hashiveinu l'sirosecho ve'achzireinu b'tshuva. V'zois yovei aharon el hakodesh. קחו עמכם דברים ושובו אל השם. כביכול, זה רבן קופלר, הבוחר, הינגמן, דביודי לעסק בתאירו, and he's not עסק בתאירו, כביכול, he cannot do תשובה. תאירה זה א', זה השיבנו לסיר עושכו, וקרבנו מלכנו להביד השכו ואחזירנו בתשובה. ושאלת קחו עמכם דברים ושובו אל השם בזויס עברי אהר אל הקדוש. The הסבר is, זה בעצם נהול נפש החיים ומוב חיים ולא שנרס, שעיקר חיוסי של אודם זה התוירו. וזמי ונבר לאידוס the Talmidim from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom HaKippurim, every day Rabbi Yisrael and his Talmidim learned 18 hours a day. We don't have this Musar. But the whole Rabbi Yisrael Musar Elul was after the 18 hours of learning. This was the Aleph base. But Rabban explains that the Etzem, the Gemara says, שייך לדובק בקדוש ברוך הוא, לדובק בתלמידי חכמים. The essay that תשובה is בעצם to come back to Hashem. There's two parts in תשובה. There's חרוטה, וידוי, or we'll speak in a second, the קבולס וכו'. And it's the קירבס השם. לפני מי אתם מתארים ומי מתאר אתכם. It's not only מתארים. Is lifnei mi atem metarim, umi metares. The Medrash explains: a normal person is the opposite. You mess someone else's house. You come to a balabatish house, you turn over the table. If you see after the housekeeper's cleaning it, if you see there's no housekeepers, the guy has to start to clean it. He's dead embarrassed. It's a flagrant infraction. לפני מי אתם מתארים ומי מתאר אסכם אביך שבשמיים. This is a business. He himself experiment. But the Torah says the Iker Tshuva is who wants you back. It's the Chavichim שבשמיים. It's a Yoyim that is a closeness like Malochi HaShores also Be'achile, Be'shtiye to have Shaykhis to Be'ir Oilu. Chefzef Tshuva is the miskar of the Avshaychas to Beir Oilom. And Val Teir is the most dvekes in Beir Oilom. You have to... So I want to say the first thing is when a person is preparing himself to Yom Kippurim, is to take these days, as maybe it's straight in aloche, not allowed to eat paspalto, it's brought down, like the medrash, that when Daniel was by the king, Daniel and Novi, so the minig was they gave him for a year and a half special food to eat. Then when they looked good, they started to serve the king. So Daniel and his people, they asked the Rabbat Abochim there to give them just Zaroinim. They don't want to eat Geule Akum, they don't want to eat Pasakum. Just to give them wheat and different kind of Zaroinim. I told him, how I could give you Zaroinim? You know, you will look terrible. The king will kill me after it. So Daniel told him, try 10 days. Shein Chazal, there was a sense in the okay, try 10 days. 5 days, try 20 days. State that when a person is misnaig like that, Hashem gives him after Siyata Dishmaya, that the whole year is like that. A person needs Kirvas Elohim. And the way to get Kirvas Elohim is Teichu. I'm saying it's Megat to everyone, but especially to Bnei Teichu. It's all makes people to be tired these days, to be Isaac and everything else, chutz from that. About Be'emes, what is really important, what is really wichtig, is for a person to take these days and to make a kirvas Elohim litoiv. A kirvas Elohim litoiv, and this is the way you chayzer b'tshuva. You have the dveikus in boira olam is al yedei teira. Nefesh HaChaim brings down. He says v'em shechol moshon. He says teira is mayon anoveya. He says you have a mayon and it's full with mud, but the water starts to come out. He says give it time to run, the water will come out and there'll be a whole river coming out. Takes time, the dirt will move, the water will find its way up. It says when a person is oisik b'teiro kol achatoim hakul miskapu v'misnake, teiro is like a mikveh. So this is be'etzem the avodah v'aseres mitshuva for everyone, but especially for Bnei Teire, for Bnei Aliyahs, to take the Eisek HaTeiro and to be Eisek in it Yomom V'Laylo. I said, I'm tired, but I can't. It's all for sure doesn't want to be close to Hashem. And the way Yom Kippur works is, the closer that you're to Hashem, thus alone is the Mechaber. Baran explains it in Mishnah Sabaran. He says, "A mikveh Hashem Yisrael mimetar eschem avichem shebashamayim, azayvi mikveh v'zachatzitze." It's me'akev. He says, "The more that a person has a kirvas Elohim, v'meile he's mitar b'daribayne shloile more." Hamchal explains in the inyanim of the side of the fasting and the chamisha inuim, says when a person is oisik begashmi, there's a kind of klipa around him, so the mikveh Hashem cannot be metayr. The more that you dovuk in b'yroilom, the mikveh Hashem is metayr. So when a person takes, how many days are left? 5 days till Yom Kippur. 5 days, and he's oisik in teir. And it comes to Yom Kippur mitoich Torah, mitoich Kedusha, mitoich Hasmode. It changes him. It shines him. It's a andere Zach. It's a andere Zach. I'm not telling a people, a person for a year now. I'm not speaking in a month. I'm not speaking in a week. 5 days. 5 days. I'm including Yom Kippur. 5 days. And I'll tell you, everyone knows that. Everyone knows that. I'll tell you, every Rosh Hashanah, I have different svarim that I learned to make me closer to Hashem. You say, Bishir Hashavah, you don't have different svarim. Everyone talks to them something else. is going to have a young son. Son, the sifta. I don't see him. All Rosh Hashanah, he wants to learn with Michavus. So you have Erev Rosh Hashanah, and you have in between the davenings and after the meal, a Shabbos tshuva. So you're not going to the Rav's Rosh Hashanah, you're not resting on Michavus. From Erev Rosh Hashanah to Motzei Shabbos tshuva. That's a little Masechta. I'm going to finish it, I'm going to finish the whole Masechta. I finished Suda. I was very tired. I told him, I'm giving you 3 minutes to rest. 3 minutes, he woke me up. And I didn't manage. Before the kiss, I didn't have time. I had to speak. He told me, till you speak, you learn with me. And then I didn't manage to look at no safe a Muslim. You know, I was closer to Hashem than Rosh Hashanah, more from every Rosh Hashanah. Because the Torah makes me the closest to him by Hashem. That's the Metzius. Rebaram, in Mishas Rebaram, Shmuzim and Shmuzim that he gave in Lakewood is Teira, Teira, Teira. They asked him, I don't keep it. I'm going to have Tshuva. He said, you don't understand if the guy that be Lekzach and Teira says, it's not because I love Teira, Rebaram says. No Shaykhis. I'm telling them the Seyda Tshuva. It's Mavuslav Hutman. Beginning of Kippur, the end of Kippur, Chutz of the whole Da'am, and he learned the whole Masech Tayyuma. Gemor, I'm going to read this Mishnah. G'day Laila, that's what I did. Tayyuma is the most Mekasha to Beiroi. Guy thinks that Tayyuma, I'm not the Zalzer, yeah? Give me stealing in between the David. Look, Gemoris. You're the soldiers. People that are not the soldiers have to use the other Zachar. The soldiers have to learn Torah. This is the Aleph Bits. The second part, Chazal say, Fakert. And I want to say, it's not a stira, especially, I'm saying again, for Bochum, if you use this Eitzah, the Torah is your Kedusha. Then you could use the second chayv. The Gemara says, "Shayfo shel Yom Kippur poshit. Kama de poshit inish daitei tvei nichalim." How much you're more simple than Yom Kippur, it's tvei nichalim. The Pchatzkel said, and everyone knows that the Kabbalah, the Avodah in our generation, is Kabbalahs. This is the way they taught us, the way that we do tshuva. Kabbalahs. The Pchatzkel said, there's two things in the Kabbalahs. Maybe three things. The first thing, a Kabbalah has to be a Kabbalah that you decide to do it, and v'yehima, you don't change. The Moshe, they say, over a mice, a person told Rav Shachar, he was mekabel to daven from a bench, to say, because a Muslim from a bench. So he wanted to know what he does if he's stuck in a place that there's no benches. Shachos, you take a paper, you write benching, and you read it from the paper. The guy says, but he doesn't remember it by heart. He knows how you want to bench. But the guy who goes, Shachos, you said you're mekabel to bench from a bencher. And there's a simple solution. You just write the whole bench, and then you read from a bencher. What was the pshat? You know, they say that in Chashin Mishpot, in Asad Azi Amigus, with the Tumim Cheshboinus, the Kash is all among. Say that, you know, 5 hours, you work in the Tumim, you have the Cheshbon of the Migu, about how these two guys that are not sharing the Torah mitzvahs, they have the Migus, and they come to base, and you believe him because he has a Migu that he could have tied in the Zayin Azay. So when it comes to your own money, everyone becomes a Tumim. Arab Shachnu, the Kabbalah means that I can't bench without a bencher. So it's a simple, if this is the Kabbalah, not I will try to bench with a bencher. My Kabbalah is I'm benching with a bencher. There's no tzad to bench without a bencher. So miyad. Is that it? If you have to have a note to get somewhere, you don't have a note, so you make up the note, yeah? This is the Teva Odom, yeah? You have to have a document. You don't have it, you make it up. You need a bencher, so you make up the bencher. So let me zog, I want to explain. Now, very common the poshit, very simple. The person decides he's mekabel, he's only benching from the bench. So what happens in Maisa when there's no bench? He's not planning to write down benching. So he has to, in his Kabbalah, decide that I decide I'm benching with a bench. It means that if there's a bencher in the room, I will bench with it. But if there's no bench in the room, so if it's in the same apartment, I will go to get. But if it's not in the same apartment, I will not. What would it be if it's in the same apartment and someone is benching? I have to wait or I don't have to wait? All of that is a part of the Kabbalah in Yom Kippur. Why? The Kabbalah has to be that this is my Kabbalah and it's choyk velo yavoy. I'm in yeshiva, I have to go up to get a sitter from upstairs to bench or not. Any person could decide what is his Kabbalah. But the Kabbalah has to be a klor Kabbalah. Completely. Lama Zogim, a person decides he has the mechazik and davening. Tefillah b'tzibur for him is a very shvach part. So if you recall that next year you'll daven b'tzibur, he knows until Sukkot is ready he will be nichshon. So he decides he will take one tefillah l'moshul, that by that tefillah he could be very shtar. Lama Zogim, ma'ariv. I will never miss Ma'ariv b'tzibur. Never. What do you mean, never? And what happens if I remember 2 o'clock by night? So if it's 5 minutes away, 10 minutes away, $10 for a taxi to Shema Shabbos, $20, what is my Kabbalah? I'm not taking a plane and I'm missing a minyan, or a chutz of a plane. Some planes have a yada, maybe I heard the question. Yeah? But this is a part of this Kabbalah. The chokhmah of the Kabbalah is that it goes through. The person feels he has to mechazik and learning. He says mechazik and learning. And he's trying to do it for 20 years, it doesn't happen. So he takes on a Kabbalah lesson. This year will not pass a day that he will miss an hour of learning. But he has to think really. Motzi Yom Kippur, also he's planning to learn an hour that day. Erev Sukkot is also our. Yom Kippur himself also our. After davening tonight, he's planning to learn our. Simchas Torah, an hour is too much for him. Okay? So half an hour. Yeah, so that's not lemaisa bichlal for me. Maybe when we're doing this man, I want an hour. Okay? I mean, the Friday, the Shabbos, and the guy feels like, I will not make a change. I will in the blood Gemara every day. What happened if I miss? I'll be mashlim. Well, no, I'll be mashlim. But the other day, I don't go to trips and I don't go nowhere until I'm mashlim. What is my decision? Kabbalah means legamre. Legamre. A guy feels he eats ma'acholos asuris. What is ma'acholos asuris? Hashem, that he knows that it's wrong that he ate. Everyone has his ladder. And he feels he needs to mechazik. He has to decide. What do you mean mechazik? He will only eat badatz? Yeah, only badatz. Then he got invited for some of the sukkahs. That's when he told him, that's not my action. Yeah? I mean, a good action. He got invited to someone. Well, he's not eating banats. He doesn't know what the guy puts inside. So, I'm not saying he's allowed to eat by the person or not. Just to check that's a kosher of sukkah. But I'm not going into that child. So, what does the Kabbalah mean? When I buy myself, I'll be my pit. Could be. I only buy a suit that really has a hechsher, not that people say that it's okay. Kamo de poshit in nishtfei michle. Zok Reb Chatzka. A person could start from today to start to organize his Kabbalahs. How you choose a Kabbalah? you start to think, what I need to change, what I want to be different next year, that I think if I will change it, will change me. For sure it's tariyak. Everyone wants to change it, tariyak. What do you think is like the spark that I'll be a different person? What do you think of being a different person? Stop to talk in davening. Almost a guy feels he's using his phone, he's playing with his phone the whole davening. Yeah, but like a kosher phone don't have a problem. It's semi-kosher, for sure not kosher habit, yeah? Now he feels he has the mechazen. He feels if he would not have his phone on him, but he can't, lebaisa. Shachris, he leaves it in his room. Olamosh, a guy who's very busy with his phone, makes a Kabbalah, doing Seder, he doesn't bring it to yeshiva. He knows himself that in yeshiva, every time he checks, after an hour, no one called him, he starts to call, yeah? Just to check that the phone is working, maybe. You know, he has a weakness, what he could do? Every 2 minutes, he checks if someone called him, yeah? Obsessing, as a. But he can't fight it. So you leave your phone on yeshiva. Moshe was a bacher that told me they had these phones, you call, you could hear news. Today, you don't have to listen to the radio. You call, they tell you bombomizes the whole time. Every 5 minutes, they mamish, they grind it, and they make it like very interesting that, you know, people just the whole day call. It's a Hamish news. They have no good Hamish news. You know, you could call, you know, from a kosher phone, there's ways to get there. That's why some guys become addicted to it. See, it makes a Kabbalah. He feels if every day, an hour he's spending on his phones. He has to stop it. He can't. He can. So if you're very strong, you're capable not to do it. If you're not so strong, you gotta listen. I don't dial. If I really want to listen, I could go to someone, please dial for me. So he has a little hope. If something really happens, like another Twin Towers. So, you know, you could hear. But chutz from that, so he's, again, if he could listen once, it's not a Kabbalah. It doesn't help. The Kabbalah is useless. So, the chokhmah is to find the Kabbalahs that could change your life. And everyone has Kabbalahs that could change his life. The guy feels the shvir, the naim is not good enough. Now, you can't start now what he closes his eyes. It's Negev. But, you know, he knows to invite it to hotels, there it starts for him, the bad part. It doesn't go. To eat by young couples, not Negev for him. Also, now he's not going out to close his eyes. He can't. But he knows this is the Kalis. This Kabbalah will change him. This Kabbalah will give him a reminder. Guy speaks to Shino, he can't hold himself. He can do an hour a day. An hour a day never works for him. He could do a free day from the Shino. It could be the easiest day, Friday. Anyway, he sleeps most of the day. But Friday he doesn't talk. But he doesn't talk. Someone asked him a story, come tomorrow. I think it changes the person. So, that's good. After you have that, the avoido in Yom Kippur is to minimize the Kabbalahs. The Yitzhak does, first it comes here when you come, he tells the guys, don't listen, fall asleep. After the guy listens already, he tells the guy, Achshtus. After the guy already is convinced that Kabbalahs is a good thing, he will do something, some of the Mesholim will get to him, the Yitzhak tries to convince him not to listen. After he managed, he can't, he didn't manage. It's all says, yeah, the one that the Kasabazan is very good for you. Shmir Sinaim, Lashonore, learning, davening. And he starts to pile, and you know, when you go shopping in the supermarket, he fills it up. He knows when you're 50 Kabbalahs, Motzi Yom Kippur, nothing is left. He says, you're not allowed to be left more from 3 or 4 Kabbalahs of Motzi Yom Kippur. He said, during the Ile, the Pchatzke would say, Pchatzke Levishtin, he would peel off from his Kabbalah's extra parts. In that condition, I don't have to. That day, I'm not planning to learn. To make the Kabbalah's that are doable, that you can keep the whole year. Now you have to know, this is Chefze, the mitzvah's tshuva in our generation. Avada spoke about Yosin Levogo, Rav Maroz, Yos Hashem. Avada. But this is the Chefze mitzvah's tshuva. For example, there's a bochur that feels that Shabbos is shvach. He finds himself every time jumping out of the shower, Sofek Shabbos, Sofek Einer Shabbos. Sofek Hashaycha, Sofek Einer Hashaycha. So he put in the water before, but that's the coolest, yeah? And anyway, he holds it out, take Shabbos. All of them love the coolest, yeah? And he feels he has to do something, but he doesn't know the Shabbos now. Yeah, it's not. He's been Kabbalah and Kabbalah. A half an hour before Licht Benchiv, he's not doing no meloch. You have to know what will happen is the Tzohar will come to you first week. He will fight with you to break it. And any Kabbalah will fight. There was one year that I was mekabel not to do melocha half an hour before Licht Benchiv. I took my kids to Shana Rabbe to the Kaiser. After the meal, one early, I told my kids, listen, it's not kedai for you to be with me because something will happen. I know that it's all will not let me to keep my Kabbalah. Make the story short, we're in the middle of an Arab area. It became a half an hour. I went off the car, my kids went home. I walked. I got home in the middle of a kafis. Enough. We're getting lost a little bit, yeah? And after that was the easiest thing for me for years. But the koyach of the Yitzhar is to break your Kabbalah. Now, it's not in everyone's half an hour. Some person, if you will sit half an hour before the Licht Benchiv, Shabbos. But already it gives him a click. Shabbos. V'meile, he will not be the Mishpacha. V'meile, he will not. I'm not saying if Asur Mutar. Every person has his things. What if he gives himself a reminder, Shabbos Kodesh, what it will lift him up to do a different kind of Shabbos. Now, some person, it's not what he needs now to lift himself up. Again, it's a big Yitzhahor. I mean, you start to get into it. A lot of good ideas. Person on his own feels, you know, he needs Shemira Sinai. He decides he will take out his tzitzis. Most people's out anyways. He feels. If you have a tzitzis out, it will be a Shemira for him. A lot of people, when his tzitzis is out from the time he's 2 years old, it doesn't help. Well, by one person could change him, it doesn't mean that by the other person. But every person has his nikkud. Every person has his part that picks him up, shines him, and builds him up. We have a mitzvah's essay. Lifnei Hashem Tito. All the year it's important. It's a mitzvah's essay to sit and think, what could change me? What could make me better? Some person in Adam Lechaveva, he's tell. He's disgusting to his friends. He has to do something about it. To find what he could change. He's bad. He speaks about a guy, he shtechs guys. He's bad. It's not nice to different people. But what I do to fix it? What could make me to change? What could make me to change? To be a better person, not to start off with my friends. Not to be such a mean person. So sometimes it comes from a guy with a kedusha. We call it. Other guy, you know what? Every day during this month, you go over to ask a kasha, shvacher a bacher. Yeah, but not in a way that he will feel that the choshev a bacher is asking the shvacher a bacher. Yeah, not to step on him. And again, when are you coming to ask the question? Yeah, everyone knows how you could do it in the right way. One will help. I'll remember every day as a Yom Kippur, and I know that I have to change. Yes, it will help me. The guy doesn't daven b'chavame. If he was davening, my hymn is not b'shigolish. He thinks if this year davening, it'll be good, it will change. He takes one piece. That piece is mechavim b'rishtav. My toivu. He was not mechavim, he says it over again. With an open siddur. That mechavim is to go back to shul to say it. Every person has... I don't have one piece. Knowledge. But if you miss, you go back to the shul where you're daven. Or at least to a different shul. The chokhmah is Kabbalists that will not switch and to cut them and to shape them in a way that you're sure that you can manage. And over day, the whole day, over till Yom Kippur, what exactly, how much? I got a Moshe said, because the Muslim for years he's Mekabel. Allah Bichir, Imamish doesn't know. He says it every time. If you ask him to be Moitzi, he asks, that was my question. If you ask a guy to Moitzi or not, Allah Bichir, he asks for a bench. If he says it himself, he doesn't need a bench. I think, fuck up. When you Moitzi the Oilom, you don't need a bench. If you have a mistake, they will correct you. I never chap, pum fuck up. He asks the guy to Moitzi once, maybe aims at the Tzibur, it could be also the Malach. But he knows Alam Michi is not holding. So he decides, but the mindset will not happen. He decides he's buying himself a little Alam Michi. Yeah, but then sometimes, you know, he has a Kabbalah and in the end he buys it, it's important. Yeah? Till he buys it, he cannot eat if there's no bench in here. After he has a bench in his pocket, what happens to Shabbos that he can't carry? Everything has to be Gecheshmet. Then the Kabbalah works. The second part is, you find the Kabbalah that will change your life. And the third thing is, you only try in the end to be left with three or four. If you make too much, it becomes heavy, and nothing is left. And it's bottom of utl. And it's all, at first doesn't let you to find, makes choizik of it. Then he makes it to make them big, they will not. And after you really manage to find exactly, he starts to give you a lot of good ideas. How much mamish, you're a little bit, then no roshinor, and then kibudav. Some people think the mice, it's a terrible sound. Then with the parents, it's not as though someone came to speak to him, I don't know what he is. He just goes on his phone with his parents, screaming and yelling. He says, here is mamish, choshim and bochim. So I thought I gave one to eat to a person that has such a problem. When you call your parents, only call them when a good friend of yours is near you. You embarrass. Oh, well, not when you're on your own, you could walk in Shmuel Anovi. Don't have to hear every word, but can just call my parents for a minute, okay? He doesn't have to hear every word, but he knows you're calling your parents. If you feel screaming, you'll be embarrassed. If I yell, I'll ask sorry. Every person has ways how to stop it. Again, it's ain't safe. Now, you'll ask me, what, I'm only doing tshuva and three things? So the answer is like this. Avadu, you have to do tshuva and a lot of things. You could try to get more Kabbalahs. But it's master Kabbalahs and it's baby Kabbalahs. The master Kabbalahs are three or four. Choyk velo yavur. And it's three that these. That is, you know, I'll try to do this better, I'll try to do this better. You know, could be I will try much more. But these three is choyk velo yavur. About four. And these have to be four that could change. So I'm saying it's two parts. It's one part to be in the chelik of Avodas HaTorah that we started, to be close to Hashem in these days. You have to know, it says, when you're close to Hashem, Yitzumu Yishaliyoy Mechaper, Hashem Mechaper means cleans, and lets you to do tshuva. And while the Kabbalahs are a part of the tshuva, Hashem gives you the siyata dishmaya, how through that you'll be shav b'tshuva shlema. Hashem will give you the siyata dishmaya. If you do this chilek, and then you'll do yourself the Kabbalahs, Be'ez Hashem, you'll have this Yom HaShoah.